Be worthy of emulation. Be a role model. Be worthy of emulation. Be a role model. All of us are asked to be role models every moment of our life. Little children look up to us. Adults look up to us. All the world looks up to us and says, "You're a beautiful person. You're a positive person. You're a glorious person. You're a wonderful person. You are fantastic." And they never look at the past. They merely look at the present. They merely look at who you are right now, and they say, "You are wonderful. You are fantastic. You are glorious." It's been a great pleasure and a great privilege to give them Mr. Candle talks, to have Mr. Candle visiting the children all over the world and be a little psychologist with the children, working with them as they are understanding themselves and recognizing that they're pretty fantastic and their values are magnificent. Their values are so outstanding, so perfect in every way. And these values they have gotten from their mummies and their fathers and each other. They have learned to be a role model for themselves and for others. And as they're this wonderful role model, they are living fantastic lives. They are living honorable lives. They are living beautiful lives. Be worthy of emulation. Be a role model. Are you worthy of emulation? Is your life worthy of emulation today, right now? You may have been in the war. You may have been in different circumstances in your life that have been challenging to you and that have been difficult for you. But today, what is your value? What are your values today that you guide your life with, that you guide your every moment of your experience with? Can you say that you see all things in divine order? That's a tremendous value that all of us could have in our life if we chose. Do you see that all is in divine order in your world, in your life, in your experiences? Do you see every person coming into your world as living a life in divine order? Do you expect that out of them as they are a reflection of you? If you do, then you have values that are so fantastic, so glorious, so marvelous. They're not the values necessarily you grew up with as a child. What you were as a young person and in the early stages of your life, but what are you now? What are the values? What sort of emulation do you give to your world? Do you look at the world and call it good and very good? Can you be like the divine and see everything fantastic and glorious? If you can, then you can be sure that you're living a very happy life. People who have values live a very happy life. They live a very fulfilled life. They live a very magnificent life. And many people will say to them, "It's too good to be true," but you know better. It's not too good to be true. It is your reality. Do you always think and say good things about yourself? Do you always think and say good things about others in your world? Are you always looking for the blessings in the world that others are? Are you looking at the world and finding its beauty and its goodness under all circumstances? Be worthy of emulation. Be worthy of being a role model, because we all are a role model. People like to follow our lives, and they like to follow who we are, and they like to be who we are, and they like to say, "Oh, you're so wonderful, you're so fantastic, you're so marvelous, you're so good." And then it's up to us to be marvelous, fantastic, and good. It's up to us to live every moment of our life in that marvelous state of consciousness, in that marvelous awareness of goodness that we are. Can you do that? Can I do that? Can we know that for ourselves? Yes, we can. We do that by just being a thoughtful, loving person. Can you say to yourself, I only say beautiful things about other people? Can you say, I never have a mean word to say about anyone, I only have a good word to say? Can you say, every person that I look at is an expression of divinity? Every person I see is an expression of the ideal. Every person I see is wonderful. Can you say that? Can I say that? Am I that? Are you that? Are we emulating who we really want to be and who we really are? Think about what a person who is divine does. They're unconditionally loving under all circumstances. If anyone ever says a mean word to them, they merely turn their face and say, you are beautiful, you are wonderful, you are fantastic. And as this is done, both sides melt. Both sides realize this is something pretty wonderful, something pretty fantastic. All of us can emulate in our world the divinity that's within us. We can shine forth the divinity that's within us to all experiences and all people and all places. Do we ever look at a movie and see the bad person in the movie, the evil person in the movie, and do we say, you're good, you're wonderful, you're fantastic. I look beyond that and I see who you really are. You really are a glorious person. You really are a fantastic person. You really are somebody who is exceptional and beautiful. Can we say that? Do you say, look at the person in the movie who's done something bad, and do you say, oh, they should get caught. They should get caught. Yes, they should. And when you say they should get caught, what do you mean? Should they go to prison? Should they suffer some terrible experience? Should their house burn down? Should their world fall apart? This is not the case of how a person acts. We know that a miser, a Scrooge, makes lots of money, even though he has meanness about him, even though he appears to not have values about himself. He has the values of money. He has the values of everything being his. You and I, we have the emulation of goodness within us. We have the divinity within us, and we're looking at all things, and we're finding it to be beautiful and good at all times. And we find the people in the theater who are playing games, who are actors, and we say, oh, they're terrible or they're good. And if we will say that all actors are good, they're putting on a good show, they're revealing the character that they're portraying very wonderfully, and we don't judge them. We just bless them, we love them, and we choose the theater that we go to wisely. We go to shows that demonstrate goodness and happiness. We go to shows that are revealing the divine within every being. We don't need some of the utter evil dramas of Shakespeare or some of the crime shows. We don't need those. What we do is we turn to the beautiful shows that show the lovely homes of people around the world, show people accomplishing great things in building and construction, showing people being marvelous and fantastic. That's where we are. That's the kind of person we are. And we emulate that. We emulate that in all that we do. We emulate that in all that we think. We emulate that in all that we are. We are the role model. We are the role model that everyone looks at in life and finds everything to be good and beautiful. Today, claim that for yourself. Claim that for yourself, that you are a dynamic, wonderful being, that you are the ideal role model of all that is good and beautiful and fantastic. And you are that right now. In every single way in your life, you are that right now and forevermore. Know that today, claim it today, and be that today. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.